It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 28th, 1980. At Microsoft, Bill Gates, Paul Allen, and Kei Nishi make the final decision to accept an IBM contract to produce languages and an operating system for IBM's new microcomputer. 1981, Atari hosts a distributor luncheon meeting in San Francisco to officially introduce Tempest, featuring Atari's new developed QuadraScan color display. 1982, Sean Dybal scores 12,822,460 points on Atari's Dig Dug, playing the game 8 hours and 16 minutes. 1987, hackers from Brooklyn penetrate Milnet, accessing at least one computer. The breach would lead to the Department of Defense severing the links between the unclassified military network, or Milnet, and ARPANET. 1994, the Atari Corporation and Sega announced $90 million settlement regarding possible patent infringements. Terms included $50 million less attorney fees and prepaid royalties to Atari in exchange for more than 70 U.S. patents and applications. And in 1998, the Microsoft Internet Explorer takes over the Netscape Navigator to become the world's leading web browser for the first time. Microsoft pulls Office 97 Service Release 2 from distribution to fix a reported problem. And PC Data, an industry sales audit bureau, announced that they had added 11 new retailers to their auditing network, bringing the total to 49. This would include Beyond.com, BuyDirect, CNET, Circuit City, Computer Discount Warehouse, Future Shop, and many others. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Apple Computer announced that it will fall short of revenue and profit expectations for the period spanning July to September. As a result of the announcement, the price of Apple stock drops 52% to $25. And Compaq Computer Chairman Benjamin Rosen resigns. 2001, and at a court hearing, Judge Colleen Kohler-Coatley strongly suggested that Microsoft and the U.S. Department of Justice settle their antitrust case rather than proceed in court. 2004, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Family Movies Act of 2004 to enhance criminal enforcement of the copyright laws, to educate the public about the application of copyright law to the Internet and for other purposes. 2005, the eDonkey shuts down pursuant to a cease and desist letter Meta Machine, the network's client developer, received from RIAA. 2006, version 6.0 of Microsoft Messenger for Mac was released. In 2007, 3Com would be acquired by a private equity company, Bain Capital, and former joint venture partner Huawei Technologies in a $2.2 billion cash deal. Also in 2007, a French woman goes on a daily shopping spree and then sells all the stolen items on eBay. She pocketed about $120,000 before being caught. And Google buys social network Zingku. 2008, Britain's Secret Service admitted to using Facebook to finding new spies for their country. 2009, Palm updates its web OS to 1.2 for the Palm Pre. And 2011, Jeff Bezos of Amazon announced that the company's newest Kindle in the Kindle Fire and the Kindle Touch and e-ink. The Kindle Fire would cost $199, the Kindle Touch $99, and e-ink only $79.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.